This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Denver District Attorney will not file charges against two police officers who shot and killed a woman last year. Her review determined that Jamie Fernandez fired a semi-automatic handgun at police and that officers Ismael Lopez and Corporal Brandon Reyes were justified in returning fire in that situation. Two Colorado lawmakers hope the U.S. will honor everyday heroes with a designated day. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Democratic Representatives Ed Perlmutter and Jason Crow want July 20th to be designated National Heroes Day. Perlmutter says during trying times, it's important to remember people who answer the call and save lives. The bill has a lot of relevance today, honoring medical, transit, grocery workers, and others during the COVID-19 pandemic. But the resolution was inspired by four men who were killed during the Aurora Theater shooting when they shielded other people. That tragic mass shooting happened 8 years ago today. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Grand Junction City Council is considering letting voters decide on whether to let retail marijuana stores open. The Daily Sentinel reports officials are weighing several factors, including potential tax revenue and whether pot shops contribute to underage use or crime. The city will hold public meetings on the matter and decide whether to pursue a ballot measure for next spring. 90 in Denver, 78 in Vail. It's 96 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.